Welcome back. Today we are on episode 12, and today we're going to be talking about coping as life moves on. I'm Dawn.
And I'm Trisha.
And today we just kind of wanted to start with what it's like to see life move on without our kids or our family members being part of that. And so one of the things that we talked about, especially both of our girls, I guess we're 22 and 23 years old, and we're now seeing their friends get married and have children, and I guess kind of the emotional roller coaster that is for us. So, Trish, I'll let you start with that.
Recently, I had conversations with some of Morgan's close friends, and one of them has been a lifelong best friend of Morgan since kindergarten. They started kindergarten together, and it was shortly after Morgan passed. She called me, and she said Morgan had her own small business, and she did t-shirts and jewelry and personalized items. And she said, I had a dream, and Morgan was in it, and we were surrounded by t-shirts and Cricut stuff. So I feel like I want to start a t-shirt business, but I don't want to step on toes, and I don't want to, do anything to upset you. What do you think? And I said, well, go for it. I think Morgan would love it. I think you would be great at it. You know, I would never stand in the way of her doing something. Ashley has been there, as long as, I can remember, and I love her just like she was one of my own. And I said, Morgan would be thrilled. So this week, Ashley celebrated 1 year in her new business that she kind of started because of Morgan, or in lieu of Morgan, however you want to put it. And she has done an amazing, amazing job. She has such a following, and she's been so successful that she can't hardly keep up with it. She's been so busy, and I am so happy for her. But at the same time, in the back of your head, you're like, that could have been my girl. Morgan was just getting started, and she was enjoying her own business, and she's not here. She's not here to do it herself, but she's also not here to see her lifelong best friend be successful, because they absolutely 100% would have been doing it together, and they would have had so much fun. So it's bittersweet. I will stand behind Ashley 100%. She's a great girl, and she's done amazing things. And she's just hitting the tip of the iceberg. She's got so much more to go. But it is a little, and you can't, in the back of your head, you tell yourself, no, don't do that. You can't help but think, God, I'm missing that. I'm missing that with my girl. And then last week I had Morgan. We had moved when she was a senior. So the first friend that she made here was also a Morgan. So we had Morgan and Morgan. One R and two R's, so the double R. She's getting married July 24th, and she called me and she said, it's not right. Morgan should be here. And she was heartbroken, and she cried a little, and we cried together. And, her life is just changing, and the one person she wants to call isn't here anymore. And that's the one thing my Morgan wanted, was she didn't want to do life out of order. And when Walker came, he was such a blessing, and she was so happy. But she said, Mom, I wish I wouldn't have done it out of order. And I said, yeah, life happens when it happens. There's no right way. There's no wrong way. He was the world's biggest blessing to her, and he came at a perfect time, Everything happens when it's supposed to happen. But that's something that she so wanted, was a wedding and a wedding dress, and I'll never get to see her in the wedding dress. And so I had a really long conversation with her friend Morgan, and we cried, and she just wants her there so bad, and she misses her. And she said, there's so many things that I wanted her help with, or I wanted to call her and tell her about, her I was excited about. But in her mind, or in Ashley's mind too, all of the big things that are so exciting to them are also dampered a little bit, like ours are. When we have excitement, there's also that little damper on it, because that person isn't there. So I've just had a few things hit a little bit lately that it just seemed like, dang, I wish she was here. I'm happy for both of them, and I'm so proud of them. But, God, it's hard. It's really hard, the things that I feel like I'm missing, or clearly she's not missing it. She's watching from the best seat in the house. But I feel like I'm missing it. And then you have Walker. He's grown up, and I feel like she's missing it. She's not missing it. I'm missing seeing her participate in him growing up. I'm missing the interaction that they would have, or them laughing together. Last weekend we went camping with my whole family, and the first thing I said I missed the most about Morgan was her laugh. She had the biggest, most obnoxious laugh in the world for such a tiny girl. 103 pounds, she could out laugh a 500 pound person any day of the week. And the gods shine down upon us, because Walker has her big obnoxious laugh. This little tiny boy has the hugest laugh. He was under the table with Michaela's, her daughter. And they were, God bless his grandpa Jim, has got him watching the Three Stooges. So it's hilariously funny for him now that to smack people and do poke you in the eye and do crazy things that you're not supposed to do, you know. So he was bonking Jada on the head and laughing hysterically. And of course you tell him, don't hit. But that laugh, and everybody in the family just froze. My sister started crying, and my mom froze right in her footsteps, because that laugh just is timeless. It just takes you right back, and it's Morgan. And then you're sad because she's missing that. So then I find myself like, oh, Ashley's got this 1 year in the business, and she's done great, and Morgan's getting married. What do I do for them? I'm digging around trying to find, like, do I give them a gift that is significant to Morgan, or do I make them something so it feels like Morgan's there? Or do I just show up and be there for them? What's right, what's wrong? I have zero ideas at this point.
Yeah, so. I have no answer for you on that.
And it's just so hard.
It does. You know, one of the things that we kind of talked about is it's hard even to be in a crowd of people. And, you know, when, let's just say you go to that wedding and you get to see that girl walk down the aisle when that could have been your own daughter, and how you feel. And, you know, I don't care if it's a year ago or if it's 10 years ago or 30 years ago, there are still things as survivors that we are missing out on. It's not just that their life stopped, a part of ours did too. And how do you create that sense, you know, that yes, they're there. Yes, they're seeing it from a different seat in the house, but it's not the same. And how do you reconcile that? I mean, I think part of that's a guilt because you want them to be there. But I don't even know how to put words on those feelings yet.
It is. It's hard. I don't know. And I've thought about it for a week and I still don't have an answer. I don't know. I don't know what that wedding will feel like. I don't honestly don't know if I'll be able to go in, because I'm not only going to see Morgan walk down the aisle, not my Morgan, but I'm going to see all their friends there, everybody they graduated with. And it's going to suck all the way around. And I don't want to be the one sad sack sitting there on her best day crying because I'm feeling sorry for myself. So those things popped up this week. And then, of course, another out of the blue, Morgan's headstone got delivered this week. So I sent the picture to the girls, and they all loved it. But then again, you know, I knew it was coming, but it was still like a punch in the gut. Knowing it was coming and ordering it, I thought it was the hardest thing. But then seeing it there was like, phew, it's final. It's final, and it was bittersweet. I'm glad there's a place for her brother and sister to go, or for all of us to go and be close to her, but it just made it so final. And it made it final for her friends, too, when I sent them a picture because they wanted to see it. But I noticed there's been a lot of people up there visiting her already because there's stuff up there. But I'm just lost in the whole, we talk about being stuck. And there's certain days where I feel stuck, and then there's certain days where I feel like, gosh, I'm doing good, but I don't know if I'm stuck or if it's just, I don't know. I just feel like it's almost like a season change, you know?
Yeah, I guess part of me is, you know, the other way I feel about that is I have a chance to do things that she no longer does have a chance to do.
Right.
And so do I live my best life because that's what she would want for us. And that I have to focus on that. And yeah, there's going to be days that are going to be crap. And you just pick yourself back up and dust yourself off and try it another day. I mean, it's one day, hopefully, you know, and I don't know. I don't know the answer.
I don't either. And a friend of mine that I graduated with just lost her son 2 months ago. And it didn't dawn on me today that today was the 2 months, but out of the blue at work this afternoon, I thought, you know, heard the song today, made me think of her, and I sent it to her. And man, she was right back. She's like, oh, how'd you know today was 2 months? I don't know. Maybe divine intervention, maybe Morgan, I don't know. But there's things like, I found a therapist that I like, and I've been going to her in last week. She said, it's time for you to start doing for you, because you're never going to get past these things until you start taking care of you. And I said, well, I have this friend that lost her son. I would really like to go see her, and I would really like to just have a little bit of a few days of breather time, a few days of me time. She says, so book the flight. What are you waiting for? Book the flight. So I did that this morning, and this rush of guilt came because your mom, you're self-centered, you would go away and you would do this and you would do that. And so I tell my husband, well, I booked a flight, I'm going away this weekend. All I got is, yeah. So I'm thinking, oh, great. But when I realized it was the 2 month anniversary, and I got to tell her, like, hey, I'm coming out on this weekend, and her big thing is sci-fi. So we got to talking about the Bigfoot Museum. So gosh, only knows where we'll end up. But for her, I think it brightened her day. And for me, it gave me something to look forward to. So, yeah, I've been kind of stuck on the what-ifs or the things that her friends are doing. But being stuck on that today, I also did do something for myself and move forward for myself a little bit, I think. The further we get into this, that I think it's like a video game. It's like Mario Kart. The further apart the obstacles get, like, it gets trickier to get to the next one, you know. You just have to start to maneuver better and figure out where our triggers are at and where the downfalls are at and what's going to make me slide. And
but I think even sliding is okay. I mean, I think we put so much pressure, and we talked about this in one of the earlier episodes, we put so much pressure on ourselves, and even, you know, the last episode of Michaela, we are trying to be perfect, and none of us are perfect. No one on this planet is perfect, and there are going to be days that we fall behind, and we have to give ourselves that grace. It's okay, and I think it's where, you know, if you would start sliding into a depression or, you know, things change dramatically, that we need to take a look at it. But I think a lot of times we're so hard on ourselves, and there's so much that we want that, you know, we know we're never going to get, but yet there are a lot of positives we've talked about too that can come out of this. And I think, you know, even just talking about that wedding for an example, what would it be like for those girls or those classmates or those friends to see you? Because I think keeping our daughter's memories alive are based off of those kids as well. I mean,
being where she would be.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it would go a long ways as far as proving resilience, that you can pick yourself up and dust yourself off. You can keep going. There's not an end of the road unless you decide there's an end of the road. And I think you're probably right. That's where I should be. I should be there, and I should be showing her support, and I should be there in Morgan's place. Is it going to be hard? Absolutely. And once I get there, maybe it won't be near. And that is a thing to be said. There's a lot of things that you and I have thought. It's like, man, this is going to be so hard. It's going to suck. And when we get halfway in it, I'm like, it's not as bad as we thought. We prepare ourselves for the worst. But in reality, we've already been through the worst. The worst has happened. What worse can happen than that? It's already happened. So, you're right.
New memories. And you know, you're kind of that mama bear. And having that as an example of being strong and being resilient. And some days you're not. And that's okay, too. But I think that they need to understand and see that, you know, you would have been there regardless of Morgan being there or not, just because you're, you know, a friend, a mom friend. So I guess I don't feel like you're taking her place. I think she can sit right beside you that day as well. It just looks different, and that's hard to find the answers, you know, to how you're supposed to feel that day.
Right. And it goes back to giving ourselves some grace, which we suck at, by the way. We have very high expectations of ourselves. We're supposed to work these full-time jobs. So you have two. And take care of a grandson and keep a full schedule and speak and do events and keep a podcast up and going. So while we're talking about giving ourselves grace, please excuse us. We've been late the last couple of weeks on some podcasts. So we're going to get back on schedule, we promise. But I think after the event, we kind of felt like it's been hard to catch up afterwards. It was emotional. It was a huge success. We were so grateful. But it's also been, you're coming to the end of school year, which is a hammer time for you. And it just seems like we're a little bogged down and overwhelmed. So this past weekend, we actually kind of dropped off the map. We went out to a lake that we like in Nebraska, and we spent the day Saturday. One of my children's favorite things to do together, the three of them, is kayaking. And my favorite picture of all time is the three of them on Mother's Day 2017. They were kayaking and they goofed off and took a bunch of pictures. And it was the real, genuine smiles of the three of them, and they didn't care. It was just the real deal. And so I joked with the girls at work. This is what you get for joking about your husbands, right? So I joked with the girls at work and I said, man, I just need some me time. So Jim doesn't like water. He doesn't like to swim. Like, I'm going to get on the kayak and I'm going to get out to the middle of the lake and I'm going to wave like, ha ha, see you in a few. And it wasn't 20 minutes later, he calls and he's like, hey, I just went and bought a new kayak. And I'm like, what the hell? He just bought himself a new kayak. How does this happen? They laughed. They're like, no break for you. But we did go kayaking and we had a good time. For some reason, he did cut out a little early and give me some time by myself out on the lake. And it was very still. It was just a little bit of time to connect with her and just kind of have a little chat with the girl. And me, you know, me and water, there's something about water that calms me, but it was kind of recentering so I could come back this week and give it a go again. But it makes you think about the things important in life, you know, all these things. I'm going in 100 different directions some days, and you're never going to get everything perfect, but you just have to slow down and do the things that are important. I think this message is important. Us talking to people is important. Do we have to get it all out in a day? Absolutely not. We have the rest of our lives, however long that may be. I have Walker to take care of. I have two children still alive. So when we got back, we finished moving Paige, which is not my idea of a fun Sunday, but we got her done. And work is work, but I will say this weekend, after several hours on the water, I, who never sleeps all night, I probably had two nights of the most restful sleep that I've had in ages. Just no TV, no phone, just out in the middle of nowhere connecting with water and sitting outside at night watching the fire, listening to nothing. So it was a nice weekend. It was good to disconnect and get away.
Yeah, that's awesome. Unplug. So I guess, you know, going back to our message today and talking about our kids or our family members not being able to be part of these celebrations and kind of the emotions, I think it's normal. I think the one thing that we wanted to have people take away from it is we're not, I wouldn't say we're jealous, we're not angry, we're not bitter necessarily at any of their actions. We're just feeling sad that our kids can't be part of that. And we wish the best, you know, in all those endeavors that these other kids are going through as well. So I guess that's the message I want to make sure they understand.
Right. And we'll get to a point with some of the stuff where instead of being, gosh, I wish this was my daughter or our kids, it'll be like, God, she'd love this. It will be a happy, like, oh, she's going to love this. Or, And not even in full context of just their friends moving on. There's things like Britt and Zach were so close. There's things that Zach's going to encounter or Zach's going to do in his life where it's going to be like, gosh, I wish Britt was here. We're going to get to a point where it's going to be more like, Britt would love this, instead of, I wish she was here. You know, it's going to evolve. We're better now than we were last year. We'll get better next year than we are this year. It's just, when they tell you after the first year, you're going to get rid of all the firsts, that's the lie. Because this is a first. A friend getting married or, you know, a friend starting a business and being successful where Morgan could have been successful. So I don't think the firsts ever stop coming, but I think we are going to learn to be happy about them rather than wishing for something we don't have.
I think on a side note, totally off the subject, but my son, who you were just talking about, Zach, who is very close with Britt, came up the other day and he was holding something in his hand and I looked down and it was a feather and he said, Mom, Britt's here. And I thought, you know, this was so cool. Zach is 17 and he has some special needs, but to be able to put that feather with her was just, it was a touching moment, I guess. So I know she's still with us and I know she's still leaving us signs, and those are the things that, you know, I look forward to on a regular basis.
That's something very needed for Zach, because that was, Britt was his person. They were so close and she just understood him in ways that a lot of people don't.
So I guess we thank you for joining us for episode 12, and we look forward to next week seeing you or hearing from you again. So thank you, and until next time, have a great week.
Have a great day. With you. See you later.
If you or someone you know is in crisis or struggling with mental health or suicidal thoughts, call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-TALK. Again, that's 1-800-273-8255. You can also find resources at suicidepreventionlifeline.org.